Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A California court drops the so-called deceptive ID charge against Sandra Merritt. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, this case just goes on and on and on. There's two tracks that we've discussed many times. One is the criminal track. We'll talk about that more. We'll talk about who started all this, and you'll remember the name because it's a well-known name now. And we also have the civil track, and that is the case where Planned Parenthood has filed a massive civil lawsuit against Sandra Merritt and David Dalyden. This is, however, the criminal case, and this case was initiated by Kamala Harris, then the Attorney General of the state of California, someone, Holly, who had received almost 81,000 dollars in campaign contributions from Planned Parenthood and their affiliates. And she was in the pocket of Planned Parenthood, very radical pro-abortion. And she initiated the very first criminal investigation that led to this indictment in the history of California against journalists for undercover journalist activity, which frankly is completely within the law, the way Sandra and David conducted themselves.
Yeah, they went undercover and created these 15 videos that really reveals the truth that Planned Parenthood is trafficking aborted baby body parts. And that those came out in 2015. And so as soon as those came out, that same year, Kamala Harris said, I'm after them. So that's when she started calling meetings together to come up with a plan to really throw the book at both of these undercover journalists, citizen journalists.
Wanted to silence them. And so what she did is ultimately concoct this search warrant that was based upon incomplete, frankly, misrepresented information from her so-called investigator who had no experience in this area, by
the way. They raided David's home for his computers, almost took his phone out of his hands, I think, and all those documents that would be evidence used against Planned Parenthood.
And the reason why they wanted to raid his home is because he had more videos that he was going to release, and they wanted to stop it.
Right.
Kamala Harris wanted to stop it. She wanted to protect Planned Parenthood. And we're talking about Planned Parenthood working with another provider like STEM Express and these other STEM procurement companies that would then purchase these aborted baby body parts and then sell them to the research facilities, primarily at these universities, that were actually getting funding from the federal government during this whole time period of President Obama's 8 years in office.
And unfortunately, President Trump put a stop to that.
President Trump put a stop to that kind of research funding. And so Kamala Harris stepped in to try to crush Sandra and David. And ultimately, 15 criminal charges were brought by her successor, Xavier Becerra. She blessed his succession of her when she was then moved from the Attorney General's office to the United States Senate.
And we know he's also received money and stands proudly with Planned Parenthood.
In fact, he actually did a press conference, and behind him, here's the Attorney General now that took Kamala Harris's place, Xavier Becerra. And behind him is a sign, I stand with Planned Parenthood.
Right.
And that particular press conference was regarding this case.
Right.
So this is some prosecutor, the highest one of the state of California, the Attorney General of that state, actually having a very public bias against the people that he indicted, and 15 criminal charges. Now, over the time, they tried to add a 16th. And at this point in time, we've gotten half of those dismissed. Eight were dismissed. Eight of them remain. The most recent one that was dismissed is this so-called deceptive ID. They said that Sandra created a deceptive ID that did not have a so-called disclaimer required by the statute, and that one is now gone as well. So now we're down to 8. Those remaining 8 are on appeal, and we have filed a 70-plus page brief with a 2,600-page appendix attached to it.
It's incredible and exciting to see, you know, little by little these charges are being dropped. Rightly so, because none of them should have been thrown at Sandra Merritt in the beginning.
None of them should be. And, you know, even though we've had half of them, 8 of the 16 now dismissed, still, you know, any one of these, if Sandra or David get convicted on, that means they lose their freedom.
Right.
They lose their freedom.
And it's really important to bring out the point about California's undercover laws and how they followed them by the book. They did the research. They didn't break any laws. And then you've got Planned Parenthood, who is doing illegal trading of human baby body parts. The irony in that is so blatant.
Yeah. I mean, here you have a grandmother, Sandra Merritt, and she hasn't been an activist all of her life. She wasn't an activist at all. And she's not an activist. She doesn't go, that's not what she has done.
No. But she loves the Lord and wants to protect babies.
And she was praying about how God could ultimately use her.
Right.
Somebody said, you know, be careful if you pray that prayer because God will actually use you. So she prayed that prayer. She thought about it. And she prayed, you know, God, use me for your will, for your service. And within minutes of finishing that prayer, she got a call from David.
Right.
She didn't know David. David somehow got her name from other people and asked her to participate. They did research for a number of months and going into years. They did research into the law. They contacted several law firms that are specialized in these kinds of issues and constitutional matters. And they said, yes, if the recording is done in public places where somebody could overhear it,
right.
Or alternatively, if you suspect that the person you're recording is part of illegal activity, that is an exception to the recording law.
And both apply in this case.
They both apply because they did all these in public places, very public places. One of them is in an elevator with other people that are in the elevator that have nothing to do with the people that are talking and that the conversation's going on. And this was, by the way, one of those that the investigator and Kamala Harris used to say, oh, these were secretly recorded videos. No, it was one of them was in an elevator with other people. That's not confidential. And one of them is at a restaurant, and 20, 30 people keep coming back and forth around the table. It's very, very busy. And the Planned Parenthood people or the Oregon procurement representatives, they don't seem to care because they're very bold about what they're doing.
Right, and it just shows you the evilness that is going on here. Because again, Planned Parenthood is illegally selling human baby body parts and changing the position of the baby before they abort the baby.
Yeah.
And that's also illegal.
The one that is just so disturbing is this one of Dr. Nucatola that was actually shown in the criminal pre-hearing. We haven't had the trial yet, but we had a pre-hearing, showed it in when we also had that in the civil case.
Right.
That was one of the two videos we were able to show in the civil case, the judge in the civil case.
But she was sitting there eating her lunch in a public restaurant, drinking her wine,
yeah.
Eating her salad, and talking about how they changed the position of the baby, which
yeah.
is illegal.
And the judge in the civil case wanted to keep all these out, but
right.
Planned Parenthood made a mistake, and we were able to get it in. And yeah, and she says that they're literally changing the position of the baby. So that they go in, they dilate, they then grab the baby's legs, they move it around so that it comes out breech. So it's creating more risk to the mother, and that's why when you intentionally change the position of the baby or the procedure that actually creates more risk, that itself is illegal.
Right.
And they were doing that. Planned Parenthood affiliates were doing that. And so she's bringing the baby out feet first and then taking the body parts out while the baby is still in the womb, so that it's still considered a, quote, abortion, close quote, with no anesthesia because the researchers don't want these drugs to interfere with their research. So they want hearts, livers, lungs, kidneys. Some of them sold for up to $17,000 to these research labs. And some of the hearts were extracted while they were still alive, still kept beating, and they were rushed to the research labs, still beating. It's unbelievable. That's what was happening, and that's what they videoed, and that's what Kamala Harris and Xavier Becerra want no one to know about. But this happens, and it hasn't stopped. Pray for our case, because it continues to go on. It's the most expensive case in Liberty Counsel's history. Go to lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776.